from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, seafarers, sea beings, and aquarium. You know, if you're from the age, if you're aquarium, if you're, I don't know if I'm, am I Aquarian? If I'm an Aquarius, anyone who's got a water molecule within them, I'm glad you're here, because that was, I said, what, I don't know if, I want to, like, I hope you're, what am I talking about? Well, the reason I'm so mixed up is because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, before we move forward here, remember, Sleep With Me is built on empathy and compassion, and that means being here for you through the podcast. It also means that I provide resources in our show notes. If you're looking for, you need to connect with someone right now, there's organizations you can connect with in the show notes. It also means supporting the members of our community, and not just saying Black Lives Matter, but offering you resources to join me on my journey, too, of change and looking at how can we do better. So there's going to be links to organizations that can support you on that journey in the show notes. And when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, you could look those things up. You could check out these sponsors that enable me to be here free for you twice a week. All right, but Scoot's here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life and it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to the both of those, like, how much is that, is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of, really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for, they're all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, and I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. Let the sponsors know about it so we can be here for you free twice a week. And I'm looking for supporters of sponsors. I really want to thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. So if you supported Literati, if you signed up with Feather, got your furniture from Feather, if you found a doctor through ZocDoc or joined Best Fiends and you're playing that game over and over again, like my daughter and my mother are, let me know about it and let the sponsor know about it. All of our sponsors are direct response, meaning like they base their sponsorship on the direct response of the listeners. And they say, wow, this is really of great value supporting Sleep With Me. People really do hear about us and take action. So if you support a sponsor, let them know about it. Let me know about it. I'll try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. There's links to resources in the show notes. It's about being part of positive change, saying Black Lives Matter, saying stop AAPI hate with our actions. There's links to organizations and places you can learn more so you can be a part of positive change. And the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is an organization I support. It's an organization I heard about through RGB, the great RGB, and that's hand in hand, and hand in hand's mission is to build partnership and equality between Jewish and Arab citizens of Israel through a growing network of integrated Jewish Arab schools and communities. It started with just 50 children in 1998 and now has grown to impact over 10,000 people every single day. And you can learn more. You can use the link in our show notes, or you could go to handinhandk12.org to learn more, to take action, and to support them. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Omish Shripard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the mystery bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. The best way to keep in touch with us is join our newsletter, sleepwithmepodcast.com/newsletter. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Or at least, you know, have it on one side of the bed and move a little bit over. Whether that's, you know, thoughts on your mind that you're thinking about, like, you know, things that you're from the past, present, or future. Feelings, either related to the thoughts or feelings that are just there or that have been there or that appeared suddenly right at bedtime. That could be physical sensations, changes in your schedule or your routine. It could be something baffling. Could be work or your schedule, your work schedule. Shout out to the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, and now the 12th shifts, all who I give attention to. But I, you know, especially 2nd and 3rd shifts, but those other shifts too, I say, well, if you're on the 12th shift, I'm here for you. But whatever is keeping you awake, it could be one of those things, it could be something else. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. And what I propose, or what I'd like to see if what you're interested in or what it'll help you, here's what I'm going to do. I'm trying to create, over the next 12 to 48 to 90 minutes, I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Like I said at the beginning, but one way I like to do that is repetitive things. And then you can't see me, but I'm moving my hand in a, almost like I'm polishing the safe place. When was the last time I talked about turtle wax? Because I think I've talked about, I hope, like the way editing always works out, or I record out of order. The episode before this, even though I recorded it, maybe recorded it months ago, it'll be about turtle wax. Maybe we'll come back to it. Whatever I've talked about it, I already forgot. But you might say, what in the turtle wax are you talking about, son? And I'd say, well, if you were my father, you'd know, because my father is a big proponent. My father, I'm not sure if he used turtle wax, but some sort of wax like turtle wax. I would use turtle wiggity wax because they do that. Can't you do that motion like you're a DJ scratching the record? Is that good? I don't think, especially for the hood of a car. turtle wax. Nothing to do with turtles as far as I know. Hopefully I Google it before this episode comes out, because you see, Scooch, you didn't hear about, do turtles polish their shells? That's what I think the last time I talked about it was probably a tangent I went on. If I didn't, how about that? How about turtle wax for turtles? You say, this is turtle-friendly turtle wax, for the mating season or any season. Shine up your shell with turtle wax. If you want to swim faster than your average turtle, use some turtle wax. Also, if you have your youth usually riding on your back, don't turtle wax. Not for that situation. Those you probably don't use it. Also, don't wax any turtles unless they become sentient or can communicate in a language that you also speak, and they speak clearly and say, hey, I heard about this. For some reason, this wax company made turtle wax, turtle-friendly turtle wax, and it was approved. Could you please wax my shell? Because mating season is coming, and I would like to look extra shiny. And then you say, you didn't hear about the study that said, believe it or not, shiny shells that doesn't attract more mates. It was just a marketing idea. Turtles, just be yourself. You don't need any wax. I was going to go on. What I was going to do is I was making that a safe place thing and went on an early tangent there. Then I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Just like when I opened the hood of my father's station wagon at some point during the wax. I don't know if I'd open it while I was waxing. It's the hood of his... I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about now. Okay, so I'm going to... whatever is keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. If you're new... I'm going to use lulling, soothing tones, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. We've been on a few of those already. All to keep you company while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, a few things to know. This podcast is not for everybody, but most people that it works for, they say, give it a few tries and see how it goes, because it's very different. And the advice I see a lot of times is, hey, just kind of listen loosely, barely pay attention. That's how the podcast works. It never gets started. So if you're waiting for it to get started, that's kind of natural on your first or second listen. Then on your third listen, you say, oh, that was when him getting started and going, when he was talking about wax and turtles. That's the content of the podcast. I say, yeah, you're a regular listener now. So the podcast is something you don't really listen to. Also does not put you to sleep. Believe it or not, this podcast is just here to keep you company. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie. And take your mind off stuff while you fall asleep. That's why the shows are over an hour. So you have plenty of time to drift off. You don't have to think about, when's that? What if I'm not asleep by the time the episode ends? Don't worry. Queue up another episode. I'm here. If you want to listen all night, I'm here. And I make the show because it's twofold. I've been there. Last night was wide awake for some reason at a certain time between 12 and 5:15. And it wasn't pleasant. And it wasn't, my usual strategies were not working. So I've been there. I know how it feels. Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, tossing, turning, mind racing, all those things. So, that's one thing. The other thing is, what was the one thing? I've been there. The other thing is, you deserve a good night's sleep. That's the other reason I make the show. If I can help you, while this podcast doesn't work for everybody, I hope it works for you. Because I want you to get the rest you need. Because you deserve it, and your life will be a little bit better. Maybe slowly, if you get a bedtime routine, it'll be better and better and better. And that means a lot to me, because you're important. So that's why I make the show. You don't really listen to it. It doesn't really put you to sleep. That's the good news. Structure the show can also throw new listeners off. Even regular listeners. So show's structured in a very specific way that we've kind of grown into over the years. But there is percentages of listeners that use the show in different ways. So I'll try to give you the basic structure of the show. It starts off with a greeting so you feel welcome. Then there's listener support, so you have other options for stuff beyond me putting you to sleep. Then there's support for the show, so it can be free. And then there's our intro, where I introduce the podcast in a long-winded way that never successfully introduces a podcast, but it's really designed to help you wind down. That's why the intros are around 20 minutes long, or 10 to 20 minutes long, so that I can be here to keep you company as you drift off or while you do some sort of bedtime routine. Like, a lot of listeners are doing something else, some other mild activity. Well, I'd say that probably right now, 40% of listeners just put their phones down after Googling turtle wax. You could always do it tomorrow. You don't got to do it now. So the intro just gives us some distance from the day and helps you wind it down. Now, there is a small percentage of listeners that skip the intro. There's a small percentage of listeners that fall asleep during the intro. But most people are getting comfortable or unwinding or getting ready for bed or waking up and turning the podcast on. There's no wrong way to use a podcast. It's just built in a certain way. Just because of the linear nature of stuff that we send out. So, and just what works for most people. But again, you could change it up. But yeah, the intro is kind of like landing at bedtime, a slow, like going in. So that's the intro. Then there's business. So the show's free. Then there's our story. Tonight will be our episodically modular series, Tales of Lady Witchbeard. Oh boy, will it be meandering and superfluous. And that'll be the bedtime story part. And then there's thank yous at the end. So it's a structured show. That's why I make the show. And that's why I'm glad you're here. I really hope, I really work hard, I really yearn and I strive. I'm so glad you're here, really. And I mean, like I said, out of, I don't know what the percentage is of people the podcast works for versus doesn't, versus people that just don't, some people just don't like the style of the show or the sound of my voice. And that's totally okay, too. Anything. So you could always check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou if the show doesn't work for you. But yeah, I'm glad you're here. I work really hard and I yearn and I strive. I really want to help you fall asleep. And here's the ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Scoots here. It's time for our episodically modular series, Tales of Lady Witchbeard. Oh, boy. Are you in for an episodically modular treat that carry you off into dreamland? And you might say, Scoots, what's episodically modular mean? I say, well, it means you could kind of listen in any particular order to the episodes. And, you know, it's getting more and more popular. Though some stuff is serialized, this has a touch of seriality, but because it's episodically modular, I'm going to catch you up on everything that you need to know. And not much has happened. So the Tales of Lady Witchbeard is Tales of Lady Witchbeard. She's a witch, she's a pirate, and she's wonderful. Take everything you know about witches and leave it behind, because what I know, it may be different than what you've known. She's great. She's helped me more than once, or a character very similar to me named Daw. Like Daw. Like that rhymes with caw. And she's a friend, you know, she's a heroine, would be like an understatement. So let's see. So where is the story? So once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a witch. She became a pirate. That part is like, I think that's all. She lives in a witch world, a world where most people were witches, and you grew up in different aspects of a witch-based society. But Lady Witchbeard decided, I don't think this is for me. Even with the many millions of niches within witch-based life, she said, I'd like something different for myself. And so she found another world, portals, time-space continuum stuff. Now, she was already a skilled witch, and she went over to a pirate-based world, the world of the 12 seas, a pirate realm. And she joined in that world. Then at some point she needed a break. She met me, and then we had another adventure. Then I kind of got scattered across time and space. She had to go gather me back up. And then she needed another break. She said, I need some R&R. But of course, I needed to be around a witch pirate. Like I said, okay, taking a break's fine, Lady Witchbeard, but my life is not the same without you. Being so, eventually, after she decided her break was enough, and I kind of got on her nerves a little bit by sitting outside of her cabana, a bungalow. I get those words mixed up for some reason. She came up with a new mission, and her mission, she said, okay, I played her this song about a man who loved the sea and a woman who loved that man, and she said, let's find this woman. Her name was Brandy, and let's get to the bottom of this mystery that's contained in this song. And so we set off in the world. Brandy was in the 12 seas, not in our world. I guess Lady Witchbeard was familiar with that. And then we searched all of the 12 seas. Little quibble here. Still based on my observations, there's only 11 seas, but they call one of the bigger seas, they say it's two seas. So we set off, we searched the 12 seas to find Brandy. Eventually we did. Meanwhile, something else was going on in this piracy realm. Lady Witchbeard had been gone. Also, we're not operating on Earth, time, space, so, we're not, it's tough to explain, but you're just going to have to say, okay, wait a second, this isn't exactly one for one in our time, space. So Lady Witchbeard had been gone from the pirate realm for a while, and she had not renewed, I guess their guilds, just like everything else, and she had not renewed her membership or kept up her membership in the guild and completed enough, quests or something to prove that she was still not like a pirate, a full pirate, full-fledged pirate. And apparently, they said, you got to be an apprentice again to this person who's going to come, and you're going to be under their, I don't know, is that what's under, you're their apprentice. Now, Lady Witchbeard was not into that. Who would be? I mean, she said, what do I, and we had a mission, so that would have conflicted with both things. She thought by starting our mission, this is projection or assumption, but I believe she thought that by starting our mission and our quest to find Brandy, the man who loved the sea or whatever, because she said it's related to some other myth, that it wouldn't, we need to get to the bottom of it, that would counteract her apprenticeship. But it turns out it didn't, because after we found Brandy, we spent some time in Brandy's local community where she was working under the jurisdiction of the jurisdictors, the governor and stuff, under their official business, and we had to be rescued by, of all people, the person Lady Witchbeard would become apprenticed to. So that's where we start out. I mean, that's where we are now. So not much really happened. We're on a ship somewhere. Well, also, Lady Witchbeard's ship got gone bye-bye. But the just to reassure you, top members of her crew And because some of them are full of guild members, you see, well, I'm a full navigator. That person, they said, well, you'll have to find another job. We've got an, I think they kept her navigator. But anyway, so we're on the ship. You'll find out more right now. But first, our Hollywood announcer, Mr. Antonio Banderas. Ladies and gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary, it's time to sail the 12 seas. It's time for the tales of Lady Witchbeard. Whoosh-yah. Thank you, Antonio. We're going to play a board game. As long as you can maintain silence, and this is Tales of Lady Witchbeard. Well, Lady Witchbeard, is quite a good analysis. I mean, I think you should, I want you to take this book here and study Martindale's theories. They think this, you look at, it was released within the last, it was released recently. And the kind of, I don't know, I think you'll find it fascinating. Some of the insight into thinking like the passengers on the other ship and then making determinations through that. But I do feel like you have a pretty good grasp of the basics. It's just a little bit more of a whole pirate model that I'm trying to talk about. So our time's almost done, and you seem a bit, you seem like you have something else you want to talk about, Lady Witchbeard, so go ahead, and you may ask me any questions. Then Don Dankle, I'll read about Martindale's theories. I'm just trying to get a grasp, I know, like, apprentices are not supposed to, or in your opinion, come up with, you know, missions. And I'm just trying to get a grasp. And I know I'm not, it's not my, my role is just to kind of listen and grow. But you just hear me out. I know you're breathing in a way that says I'm overstepping, but, you know, I can't undo the fact that I have been a full-fledged pirate. I've been in other realms, which I know, well, I don't know if you've been, assuming you wouldn't answer that question. So what would help me is is just getting a grasp, and I'm seeing the different books you have of what's going on in the pirate realm that's driving your decision-making. Okay, well, I'm glad you're trying to get a better understanding, Lady Witchbeard, and this is something I thought we would talk about at some point soon. And I guess you can feel free to give me, furrow your brow, breathe as a symbol if there's things you already know. But yeah, I know you've been removed. That's all of the notices that the Pirates Guild has been sending to you and their attempts to contact you. So a lot has happened. A lot has been happening. You might not believe this, but this is now the realm of the 12 seas and is not considered solely a pirate's realm. That was all in some of the notices the Pirates Guild sent out to you. So I'm trying to think of a way to fill you in the history without taking too much of our time. But a lot has happened in the 12 seas. So where do I start? So when you departed, you know, there was a bit of a vacuum. You know, you were always a strong advocate for things and your way of doing things, but that was a way that benefited it kept us strong, I believe. And while there was other leaders in the guild that had different opinions than yours, the guild stayed strong, and there was a wide diversity of opinions and styles of work. And there was a lot to pursue because there was so much you know, and we may call it, we just called it the Pirate's Realm, but, you know, the merchants called it the Merchant's Realm, the miners called it the Miner's Realm. But because there are so many seas, you know, sea travel has always been necessary. And what happened was eventually the merchants started to get better and better at processing things, and the cost of our existence at first, I mean, I guess I could say moving forward, we're at a time of great opportunity. The things have changed once again. But so, you know, there was some more collected power, but it was still spread out among the 12 seas. But then they started to get more and more, like each sea, within each sea, eventually some sort of city-state or monarchy would gain, started to gain strength, but they also worked out among 12 different sources of power or influence. They colluded and they said, okay, we'll help you if you help us. And that quickly became a not good thing for pirates because they said, well, we can't have this. And that began the Great Pirate Purge, which was again in those notices. You weren't present for that. Now, this happens very quickly. I mean, you know, for time at sea is so slow that things seem like they've changed. And they say, no, you've just been gone. But there was even thoughts that you were part of that and you were gone. But then also people said, no, she left this realm because you were tired from, you know, influencing the guild in a positive way. So that went on for a while, and it was not a good time for any of us. And, you know, we had, you know, some guilds were shut down. Other guilds went underground, but we did still, you know, have a lot of the theories of our four pirates, you know. And, you know, sometimes we thought about your focus and your fire, Lady Witchbeard, and we said, we'll get through this. This is still a pirate's realm, not just only. And we got through that time. And as we were getting through it and adjusting to it and mostly saying, well, just be patient. This time will pass. You know, not everyone, not power among the 12 power parties in the 12 seas was not distributed equally. And neither was the ambition of those, you know, city states or monarchs or whatever, you know what I'm saying, Lady Witchbeard. And so, and collusion is not always a good thing either. It makes people a little bit, you know, it makes them think they have it easy and they start to rest on their laurels. And a few different sources started to exploit that, and it ended up that then those 12 shrunk down to three groups that are still in conflict, and they've been growing and growing. And what that had meant for us was one of the ways we adjusted during the 12 seas was that, you know, we kind of worked out something where it was like for some of the people that were getting complacent, we said, well, what if that's one of our roles? We keep your people from getting complacent. And we, you know, we worked out a deal after they dealt with everything. And so now with these three groups trying to have more and more influence and trying to collect more and more resources and move those resources, there is no more collusion. There's competition, and there's a few smaller groups that are and so they, you know, what led to the glory days was the profits we could get from these different groups in the past and the great years in all the history books, when they would say, well, we'll pay you and you could keep it. And we don't trust any of these groups, but this is an opportunity again to fund the guild coffers, to reestablish guild offices, to keep things going with the apprentice program. That's why the guild was so stringent about the rules. They said, we have to have rules even in times of upheaval. And so our mission is pretty simple. It's to keep going and to bring, to take up these opportunities. And I know you'll ask, and I guess I don't feel I need to disclose to my current apprentice at the time what our next steps are. Because, you know, I was assigned by the guild to find you and bring you under board. And then to proceed at my own discretion. So, I guess I can say we're proceeding at my discretion for our next mission. But the mission would be, who's paying? What ships are, you know, what areas of trade do we need to intercede at? And how will that benefit? I'll benefit and you'll benefit if piracy benefits. Or private, whatever they call it, private interruption boating. So why don't you head down to I know you have your apprentice, Daw, and I want you to study the theories, and then we will meet later on, and we'll see how things go. I appreciate your time, and good day, Lady Witchbeard. Okay. Thank you, Don Dankle. I'm going to head down. Hello, Daw. What are you doing? Oh, hey, Lady Witchbeard. I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting here staring. I guess I was just sitting here staring and feeling the ship moving. I'm a little worn out from swabbing, so I'm all swabbed out. I was just wondering, like, I don't have to be, like, if there's a way I could not be your apprentice, like I would love to learn some other skills. Well, so, Daw, you're already sitting down. We have to come up with, how'd things go with Don Danko, Lady Witchbeard? Sorry about that. I was just sleeping with my eyes open, I guess you would say. Okay, Daw. So, Don Dankle is, I don't know. I mean, I still can't believe the situation, and I have strong feelings about it, Daw. And I think we need to figure out a way to influence Don Dankle. I don't, not necessarily totally understanding how he would behave if I exert my will in a strong manner. So, after you were swabbing the deck, weren't you supposed to be thinking about Brandy and Brandy's song? And what have you got? Your apprentice. I think of North of Spain was the one thing that keeps popping up for me. But I don't have that's on my world. So I said, then I tried to think of the globe in my mind of my world and then look at a flat map of the 12 seas. And then I said, well, where, like, it's different, totally different worlds, you know? Okay, tell me more, Daw. Was thinking that's where the gold on Brandy's necklace is from, right? So maybe there's some clues there. Maybe we could do some research there to find out more. Or why was it so important to be in the song? Was it just because it rhymed or whatever? Or because is that a clue? I guess because it's a very specific, but not specific enough. Okay, Daw. So it's not in our. So it is based on something in this world. It's North of Spain. I'm sorry, Lady Witchbeard. North of Spain. North of. I'm sorry. North of Spain. Well, I'd ask you to spell it out, but you know that it won't help. Like Spain. Like Span, Nordstrom, North of Span, Germ. Daw, Lady Witchbeard, but North of Span, North of, Spawn. I think there's like a Spawn, north of Spawn, northern bomb, north of Spawn, northern Spawn. Close, there's a Z in there, Germ. Close, there's a Z in there. North of Spawn. Close enough, someone would understand if you said that to them in the realms. Okay, so it's north of Spawn. And so that's a real place. It's one word or something? Just, yes, you won't be writing it down, Daw, but north of Spawn. North of Spawn. Okay, we said a lot. I think I got it now. And what is that where, is there gold in North of Spawn? There is. It's a famous, there's a lot of mines, and I don't know very much more about it, Daw, but I think you're correct, Daw, that this is a clue. Okay, so maybe, so how do we use that to get, so should we, do you think it's a clue worth pursuing? If in a perfect world, Lady Witchbeard, would we pursue this clue? I think that's probably my best question I've ever asked you to, like, it's very good, Daw. We would. Now, the question is, I don't know if we can get Don Dankle. There's no way I could say an idea to Don Dankle, and Don Dankle would overanalyze it and realize that I'm up to something else. But because of the gold, I don't think it's that far afield. I don't know the current history of North of Spawn. So I think we almost need to learn more and seed the idea. And I don't know how to do that, Daw. Without, if I do any, I feel like I'm under too much as the apprentice. I'm not sure how Don Dankle would behave. Okay, well, North of Spawn. I mean, what if, you know what I haven't done? Have we ever done this before? Have we ever done, have I ever scattered an idea to get it stuck in people's head? I'm sorry, Daw, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I could walk around the ship when I'm swabbing. You know, there's a lot of people around, right? And I swab by people. I watch what they're doing. I suggest different moves they could make on their board and that kind of thing. So, what if I... Oh, what's scatting? So it would be like... Bada, bada, bada. Like, I just do that, like, kind of nonsense, but within the nonsense is a catchy thing. North of Spawn, where the gold, oh, that gold goes on. You know what I'm saying, Lady Witchbeard? Germ, this sounds like the kind of thing that would cause me to tap on the window and ask you to go away. Right, it's exactly like that, but in a way that if it's a little bit distant from you, even if you say, cut it out, Daw, like the other pirates may, that it, they say, because then they can do it themselves. There's no wrong way to, I mean, there probably is a wrong way to scat, and it may be, but you just go, ooby dooby, dada, dot, dot, dawn. I will see you at North West Spawn. And Scooby-Doo-Boo, by the way, there'll be lots of gold to play when we go to North of Spawn away. And if they ask, I say, oh boy, I just love that. I heard about that gold place, and or I just keep doing it. And like, if somebody looks at me, I can just keep doing nonsense. Okay, why don't you go do that, Germ? I'm going to lie down and get some rest. Come back to me and wake me up. I'll be in between I have to do a lot of studies. So I'll be studying and resting and contemplating. Okay, but I'll be resting too in between working and scatting then. But I guess maybe this would be like whistling while I work. I feel like, is that Cinderella, Lady Witchbeard? Okay, go ahead, Daw. Hey, Lady Witchbeard, sorry I'm back. I know we changed directions. It's been a little while because you didn't answer your door. Now, this is the first time you're answering your door. But I know we've changed directions. I don't know when you're meeting with Don Dankel next. So good news. I think we're headed to North of Spahn. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm supposed to meet with, that's why my door was open, because I'm getting ready to go meet with Don Dankel. So, excuse me, Daw. Don Dankel, can I come in? Yes, Lady Witchbeard, come on in. I noticed some shifts in the direction we're heading, Don Dankel, and it feels like we're in one of the strong currents. We are. There's a confluence of two currents not that far from north of Spahn. And I don't know why it came to me. I do wonder that we could head into that that confluence. And there's also one that comes and goes from there. It's a major area. All the ships leaving North Spahn will go to that confluence, and we will be able to see if any of them are weighed down with gold. And I think this might be a perfect opportunity. A little bit very perfect, though, for us to quickly restore the coffers to some of the nearest guilds, and then the guild overall. Okay, so what's our plan? Well, this current we're in is very fast. We should be there very soon. So we'll just sit there and wait. Don Dankel, do you mind me asking, why don't we just go into port or go close? Why? I guess it makes sense to wait in the shipping lane, but... Is there any information we need to collect? Because if I remember the maps correctly, it's too far to send a rowboat or a small, skiff in. So we just sit in the water? No. We wouldn't just sit in the water, Lady Witchbeard. We'd be training. We're going to undertake a rigorous training regimen while we wait. But I don't see why we would need to collect any information. What information would we need to collect, Lady Witchbeard? Well, I was just wondering, Don Dankel, if which of these groups of influence are controlling the mines? Is one doing it? What if it's controlled by not one of the three? And what else could we find out there? Like, who's been there recently? Okay, interesting. Interesting theories. I want you to go up, and we're going to be doing a lot of drilling for the next, calisthenics. I have my different staff members that are going to be leading, stretching, everything. So it'll be a bit tiring and tiresome, but it'll be good for you and everyone else. So I want you to put your studies aside, and, we'll do some swimming, and it'll be good for your Daw too, to really get into to top pirate, to ship shape. We also have a few small repairs we can do. Not the most exciting time to be a pirate, but a very necessary time. Okay. So we'll just sit here and wait and prepare, right, Don Dankel? Correct. Don Dankel, do you do this on a very... It seems like you're very regimented. Lady Witchbeard, I am. And I'm very, I'm very regimented. And I can see things that... I read between the lines. Let's get to work and then, but this is regular training. And I mean, I don't know where magic falls within all this. And maybe one day we could discuss that, but not today. So head up above deck, Lady Witchbeard. Okay, Lady Witchbeard. Lady Witchbeard, did you hear when I said I'm pooped on the poop deck? Is that the poop deck? How come they don't call the place, like, out back of the ship? I mean, I always call that the poop deck, but I guess poop means something different to, because no one ever gets that joke. You do, because they can see you rolling your eyes. But I'm tired, Lady Witchery. This exercise is, I really like the stretching. It's like a bit like yoga. I still don't understand the knots. I think that's like with my, like, learning differences, like that, it's really hard for me to learn all those different knots. I like the swimming. You know, I love swimming. I mean, sometimes I'm a little bit, like, I like how they have the boat, and then, I mean, I like, Don Danko really, is about staff, remaining healthy. I mean, even though I'm tired, all the water breaks, and the ship is really stocked. I mean, do we ever have a time where we could have, like, other than the set meals and stuff, is there ever, like, a pirate fun day or anything? Okay, are you as tired as I am? Is that why I'm frustrated, Daw? Because we've been here for weeks, and no, it doesn't make any sense. I thought about the time it takes to load and unload a ship, and even was speaking with Don Dankel about it, and running the, now Don Dankel's books on North of Spain are older, but we looked at the time it takes to process, and, you know, ship should have come in one of the two directions by now. So I'm frustrated that, and Don Dankel seems to say, well, we'll keep waiting. We're not in a hurry when, and I say, well, why can't we go into the port? And Don Dankel refuses. But also it's like, where are all the ships? Is it like, did they run out of gold? Don Dankel said that would have been big news, that eventually we would have heard about, he would have heard about it, So, yeah, I'm just a little bit like, Lady Witchery, did you hear that bell ringing? That's from the crow. That's, means there's something's been sighted. Thank goodness. Hopefully it's something. Let's head up to deck. It might be just a drill, though, Lady Witchbeard, because we've had a lot of those drills. Could be, Daw. Oh, hi. Hello, Don Dankel. I forgot I was supposed to, I'm allowed to say, sorry, Don Dankel, I question my ability to say hello to you. It's me, Daw. Lady Witchbeard's right behind me. That's good, Daw. Oh, hello, Lady Witchbeard. Head up, it's great news. There's a ship approaching, it's low in the water. Current's carrying it right towards us, so we're going to prepare to grapple and board the ship, and look at how fast it's moving. It's almost here, and we've done a lot of grappling drills, but not with a real ship. So, Daw, Lady Witchbeard, look at this like another training exercise as well. Okay, and no, Lady Witchbeard, I want you to stay on board our ship. I don't want you boarding the other craft. That's an order. Yes, Don Dankel. Don Dankel, could I board the other craft if needed? Sure, Daw. You could just follow. You have commander, so just follow your orders. Okay. I'm gonna get ready. Don Dankel, can I tell you? I've always dreamed about using grappling hooks for work. It's been a dream of mine. Sorry, Lady Witchbeard, but been a dream of mine. That's great, Daw. Now get up there. Now, Lady Witchbeard, I want you to be up in the crow's nest. I want you to observe everything you can. Well, I don't want you physically boarding that boat. I do want you to observe. Look at how low it is in the water. Yes, lady, which word? It's low. Well, do you have, Don Dankle, you're very, you can do math in your head, Don Dankle. I cannot. It's displacing a lot of water. Lady Witchbeard, it is a very, whatever is on there, it's full of gold. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're connected to them. They don't seem to be stressed, Don Dankle. They don't. Okay, they're letting everybody on board. And interesting. Well, I'm interested to hear what information we can gather. Let's pay attention. They don't seem stressed at all. They're shrugging. Oh, and everybody went below deck. Okay. Okay, it seems like they're doing, your crew and our crew is very, wow, it's partially these drills and I think a reflection on both of us, Lady Witchbeard. Thanks, Don Dankle. Lady Witchbeard, you seem preoccupied, though. Well, I'm just hoping that, I'm just preoccupied, yes, Don Dankle, by the looks on everybody's faces. And now everybody's coming back aboard to report. And Don Dankle, could I have permission to observe from, I won't board the ship, but I'd just like to get a closer look and hear the reports. And just double check on my, even though Daw's not my apprentice, I realize Daw kind of is, Lady Witchbeard, do you want to make sure Daw doesn't have any splinters or anything? Okay, hello, hey, Lady Witchbeard. You're probably hearing the reports and listening to me at the same time. That's quite a skill you have, Lady Witchbeard, but, so we boarded the ship and all the people on board were like, Go ahead. And everybody was confused because you expected at least some sort of, it was definitely not the response we had. It was not take what you want, and it was not don't take anything. It was kind of like, what are you doing? So then we went below. And it was all this, like, metal stuff, but it wasn't gold, and it wasn't raw metal. It was, like, machinery and equipment. And the bases. Oh, wait a second. Don Dankle's letting him go. Lady Witchbeard, you're like, well, Daw, we need more information. Yeah, but we don't, like, so they said, I was going to give you all the information I had. So they said it's mining equipment. Did I tell you that part? And some of it's like some sort of machinery that do more than one part, like drills and like big machinery, like stuff you'd use to mine gold. And then the captain came and he said, yeah, this is mining equipment. We're relocating it. Don't sink the ship because I didn't understand that, but I couldn't hear it. But basically, whoever was moving the mining equipment was like, that it's not really worth causing a scuffle over. And they said, well, we're just getting this to other miners. Then they said, well, there hasn't been any ships. And they said, yeah, we know. We're like the last pieces of mining equipment are headed out from North Ez Spawn. They said, well, is the gold gone? They said, no. That's why we're off. Don't bother us, and we'll tell you where we're going. And because we're mining something more valuable than gold, that's why there's still plenty of gold in North Spawn. And then they said, is there a gold glut or something? And then they said, no. And they said, what are you mining? And they said, we have no idea. But all we know is it's clearly more valuable than gold because gold prices are steady. And there's plenty of gold in North of Spawn, but they moved all the mining equipment, stopped the mining. All miners are already over there. So that's all I know, Lady Witchbeard. Okay, I wish I could have talked to somebody. Thank you, Daw. Don Dankel, Yes, a Lady Witchbeard. Dog kind of filled me in. I just wanted to run things by you and be your sounding board. Very good, Lady Witchbeard. Yeah, it seems like we're going to, they gave us a location, and we're going to head there. They said they're mining something more valuable than gold. And if we took the mining equipment, it was a pretty good explanation. I said, well, you could, there would be a swift response, they said, and that if we tried to hold the ship, and they said, why would you do that when you could head over there? And they said, same if you got, you know, we got to get over there because it's so the equipment's not valuable unless it's working, basically, was their argument. So much so that they said, why would we even argue? So, yeah, they gave us a location. They're mining something more valuable currently than gold, Lady Witchbeard, which is something we need to look into. We also need to get to a guild, and there's one not that far from that location. And we could tell the guild about, I guess we can't mine any gold. We did it. They did ask, is there any gold supplies there? Gold, you know, they said, no, just, you know, gold to be mined. They said, no one's going to leave any gold lying around, but it'd be good for the guild to know that. So we need to head off. Okay, so where are we going, Don Dankel? Lady Witchbeard, why don't you step into my library here? Because, you know, like I said, I know what's happening, and I know this is not an easy thing for you to be my apprentice. But I wanted to introduce you to my number one, because I know you've looked at me and wondered, you don't have a second in command, Don Dankel. You have a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seventh, and very rigorous roles. But this library is my number one, Lady Witchbeard. This library is my second in command. And everything that happens on this ship happens through this library. And at this point, with your judgment, I need you. I've solely been trying to familiarize you with this library. You could see all the tomes, and even the updates, most recent releases. I have it all here. I mean, not an entire library for what our needs are right now. But this is where things happen, Lady Witchbeard. This is the knowledge of all the past, including many books about you. And this is who you'll be reporting to from now on, Lady Witchbeard. You will be reporting to my number one, and then you could report back to me. But Don Dankel, these are books. How do I report to just books? I can read books. I can parse them, Don Dankel. But I won't be an apprentice to books. You will. You'll have to figure that out. You know, because you can read between the lines too, Lady Witchbeard, for Daw, for you. For whatever side mission you have. For Brandy, great presence on the ship. Unbelievably doing well in our distribution of food and water systems. What a find. But yeah, we'll read between the words, Lady Witchbeard. This is your now, and yeah, don't even think about getting rid of the books or anything. So you can report here tomorrow morning, and I'll see you later. And, you know, listen for the bell when we arrive where we're headed. You'll know. Thank you, Don Dankel. Do you speak to the library? I'm not. Did you hear that silence? Good day, Lady Witchbeard. Hey, Lady Witchbeard, you look like you need to do some pacing. You're pacing. You look like you need to. That's a good way to deal with things. So what's going on? Probably not going to get any clues from north of Spain other than the clue that's unrelated to Brandy, that there's something more valuable than gold they're mining, unless it's like love. But I don't think you can actually mine love, at least in our world. I mean, then I'd say, oh, that's why that song, it wouldn't even make sense in the context of the song, though. But that's just one thing I thought of. I said, well, maybe they're, what's more valuable than gold? You know, in a lot of movies, they say, oh, love, you know, or, oh, friendship. But they were using mining equipment. So we're not going to, and it sounds like, and I can tell from your pacing, that Don Dankle probably figured out about the scatting. And we've been over, I guess we're not overruled because we don't have any. So then we have to figure out what to do about, so Don Dankle's got plans and you have plans, which makes me think of all the movies where you take over the ship, which I can see by the depth of the furrow on your brows running through your mind. But it's tough because it's not like Don Dankle's, like, Don Dankle's got that plume in his hat and he's pretty okay. He's not the best. I mean, I wouldn't hang out with him. I mean, I'd go listen. Yeah, so I kind of feel, and then I think it would be a tough, I think we could do it if you want to overtake things, but I just say, huh. And then the whole Pirate Guild thing, it sounds like Don Danko's pretty well in with the Pirates Guild. And my sense from other things is that Don Dankle probably has some sort of messaging system because they handed messages and letters out like a mailbag. They exchanged mailbags with that ship. I mean, they didn't give us much. They said, you're heading in the same place. So they had, I think there was some things maybe, I don't know if it's for Don Dankle or their pirate updates. I don't know how that works. So I don't know, how do we do this? You have your main mission and Don Dankle has Don Dankle's and they seem like they're heading in different directions. It's almost like one of you has a North Star and one of you has a Southern Star or something. What did you say, Germ? Like the North Star, that's like in songs you say, oh, somewhere out there, Fievel's looking at the North Star. So Fievel knows where to go. And what does that mean? Like, it's like the guiding light. You say, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. I haven't gotten any navigation classes. Wait a second. That's it. That's it, Daw. What do you mean? Navigation, that's the key. Oh, you want to, like, magic the compass or something? No. In the world of the 12 seas, we don't navigate by one or two stars. We navigate by three or four stars, Daw. So that's how we do it. What do you mean? So our stars are Brandy. And you know, we have our mission. So we have our stars. And now we just have to figure out what Don Dankle's stars are. What are our stars exactly? Because you're kind of my star, Lady Witchbeard. We got the man who loved the sea. Right, and the clues that lead us to, that's kind of like stuff to explain without, maybe you could come in and meet number one. Whoa, like, is that a poop deck joke? Because that would be a pee deck joke. No. Oh, Daw, you're a handful. But so if we figure out Don Dankle's motivations, I think we could still do something here. I think there's overlap. I think there's hope, Daw. So I think we should rest. And I think there's hope that soon we'll be doing something other than sitting and training and reading in the library. But for the time being, that's what we'll be doing. Okay, Lee, which way? I'll let you go. I'll let you, you could go from pacing around to sleeping. Usually I'd have to do something else. Okay, go get some rest, Daw. All right, thanks, Lady Witchbeard. Good night. I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Michael, Cassidy, Cheyenne. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Patrick, Brian, and Dominique. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Anki, Charlotte, and Jesse. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Jen, Debbie, and April. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Michael, Melissa, and Jill. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Peggy, LeVar, and Leah. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Maura, Lee, and Jake. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Borbe, Gemma, and Maeve. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Aishals, Jeremy, and Aaron. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Jennifer, Joanna, and Polly. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. And Tyler and Steven. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Sleep with Me exists, a free podcast, because people support the show on Patreon, support our sponsors, and who share the show. That's how we grow. You could just share podcasting in general with people, and Sleep with Me will really benefit eventually. But everybody benefits when you share. Just show someone how to use a podcast app, or show them even where it is on their phone. Get them comfortable about it, and then just talk about how you've benefited from podcasts and say, but, you know, there's also probably, what are you interested in? And eventually, one out of every 100,000 of those people will listen to Sleep With Me, which is a huge number, actually. But you just, you know, if you just share with podcasts, and here's a little bit more after this, like, about me, how I share the podcast. Thanks, and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my four-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Lux. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress it matched me with, the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping in it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs that extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word. This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.